Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Man, I got tied up with something and didn't realize what time it was. I just got a call from the office. When are you going to log on? Ooh, I can't believe it. I had no idea that time had gotten so late. Anyway, guys, we got Bill Deagle coming on here. After the first break, he'll be on with us for the full 2 hours today. Going to be talking about, well, I'm sure all kinds of stuff. That's usually how it goes with my guests. We get off on all kinds of tangents, but focusing mainly on the poisons in our food, how they're using this to help advance their eugenics program, population control, you name it, dumbing us down, doping us up. You know, he's a great authority on this kind of stuff, so we'll be bringing him up on the air here in just a few moments. Hopefully, I'm coming through. Yeah, I guess I am. Anyway. So, yeah, let me just go over a couple news announcements here really quick, guys. It came out last night that Pat Robertson has now announced his endorsement of Rudy Giuliani for the presidency. Maybe it's because Mr. Giuliani promised him that upon assuming the office, the first thing he'll do is assassinate Mr. Chavez. maybe that's why. I don't know. But in any case, the fact that he endorses Mr. Giuliani hopefully will alert anyone that still follows this man that he's a complete fraud. Endorsing Giuliani. He's as Christian as my big toe. Give me a break. This guy's a mafioso crime boss, for crying out loud. No, as a matter of fact, if he was a mafioso crime boss, he'd have a little more scruples than he does now. Those people have some code of ethics. This guy does not. Unbelievable. Major part of the 9/11 cover-up, guys, the passing an ordinance that people couldn't even take pictures of the debris as it was being removed from Ground Zero. That's how paranoid he was about people looking at the debris, taking part in the cover-up. And then he mentioned right in the afternoon of 9/11 that he was going to set up a base of operation on VC Street. But he says, we were told we had to get out because the buildings were going to collapse. He knew what was going on. He knew they were going to collapse. Interesting that he never gave warning to any of the firemen that were going in there to help rescue people. I'm just sending a message back here to the office for what number to dial for the guest. The Dow, guys, dipped yesterday 300 points. First they announced early in the day it was 250. Then it actually dipped down to 300 points. It's incredible. Last week it went down several hundred points as well. Things are booming. In the meantime, you've got gas and oil shooting up. Oil is now 98 plus a barrel. And rising. It's incredible. And the other big item, this is very interesting. Robert Baer, B-A-E-R, former CIA agent, major one, has come forward. In fact, he was on Keith Olbermann. And he admitted that, there's some serious problems with the official 9/11 story. He says it's highly probable that it was an inside job. Anybody has any contact info on him, let me know. I'd love to get him on the show. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Deagle.
We're Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, guys, laying it on the line. You're on True Threats Radio. We're having a little bit of trouble getting a good connection with Dr. Deagle. They're working on it right now. We have contact with them. We're just trying to get a good contact. Always run into problems here, but hey, you know, that's such is life. We'll work it out eventually. In the meantime, though, maybe I'll just elaborate a little bit more on some of those top stories. Interesting stuff, guys. I mean, what do you make of a man that is supposed to be a Christian, and yet here he is endorsing? I mean, Giuliani is just a piece of garbage. I mean, you know, isn't he actually pro-abortion, by the way? You know, regardless what side of the issue you stand on that. It's just interesting that this professed Christian who's supposed to be so anti-abortion is endorsing this candidate. By the way, Pat Robertson, in spite of all of his rhetoric about being against abortion, you know, look at his hypocrisy even before that, before his endorsement of Giuliani. Years ago, several years ago, he was talking about the Chinese position on aborting babies, you know, to keep down the population over there. He actually said that that was a good thing. He's totally against abortion, but, oh, it's a good thing over in China because they have a population explosion. And, oh, I tell you, man, just the glaring hypocrisy.
Hi, Dr. Bill here.
It's just ridiculous. Okay, guys, we do have our guest on. Welcome, Dr. Deagle.
Yes, welcome. We finally connected by Skype, almost as good, I guess.
Are you still there?
I am indeed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just kind of cutting out a little bit. Yeah, so I guess we have you on Skype.
Yes, we do. So I'm all set, and there's so many topics, I guess we better get rolling.
Yeah, definitely. Let's not waste any time here. Yeah, you sound great now. I guess you broke up a little bit at the beginning, but sounding really good. Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's so much we could talk about, but I wanted to focus simply because I haven't talked about this too much in my show in the past, and I want to talk about it more in the future, but what better way to start a discussion on this matter, in-depth discussion, than to have you on, who's an expert on the poisons in our food, what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it. It's not something new, is it? I mean, they've been pumping not just our food, our air, our water, everything, for decades now.
Yes, most definitely. What's going on is, and I was listening to a program on Coast to Coast with Daniel Estulin, who's been at the Bilderberger meetings. A lot of people would think these are just global business people meeting to kind of discuss how they can manage their finances and control, and just trying to figure out how they're going to maintain their hegemony over the planet. But it's much more nefarious than that. These are truly Satanists, eugenicists, and they believe in spreading pandemics. They believe in controlling the release of technology. They believe in controlling the use of oil-based technologies in the past, and they transition to nuclear technologies where they have control of uranium and all of the technologies for that. So these people do not care how many body count they create, whether it's due to their weaponized vaccines or the weaponization of our food, the poisoning of our water with fluoridation, the spread of depleted uranium, which are weapons which are a violation of the Geneva Accord. It really doesn't matter to them. So they really are heartless and have no conscience. That's why, of course, places like Bohemian Grove, they had ceremonies like the burning of care, because what they're really doing is they're burning their conscience in effigy.
Yeah, yeah, the cremation of care. And that's literally what that means. Should you encounter any inhibitions along the way, feel any, sense of guilt? I don't even think they have any more guilt, but, anything like that that might get in your way, that might inhibit you along your road to total control and total profiteering and exploitation, we're going to destroy this on the altar, so you will be free to trample anyone or anything that gets in your way. That's literally the meaning behind it.
Exactly. That's how nefarious and how evil it is, actually. It's pretty hard for most people to understand, but that's the reality of it. Now, a lot of people think that this is kind of a conspiracy theory, and there's tons of documentation. Of course, we have the latest. We have Endgame out by Alex Jones recently. We've got tons of documentations that talk about this, about the fact that even the latest plan by Al Gore, who is related to the Schiff family, he is a blood descendant and affiliate, if you want to call it, of the royal families of Russia, believe it or not.
Right.
So we're dealing with some very evil, a very, very tight little cabal of around 10,000 people that try to run the whole planet. They believe the same principles that were in Nazi Germany. Of course, it made that portion of the eugenics movement very unpalatable. But everything from the fluoridation of your water to the vaccination of your teenage girl or 9 to 12-year-old with Gardasil is all part of the same plan to control your doctor, to the plan with Hillary Clinton to have an electronic medical record and a mandatory health insurance next year, which, of course, also mean mandatory drugging, mandatory vaccination, mandatory following your doctor's orders, or you'll be deinsured, which means you also will lose your job, because if you don't have insurance, you don't have a job.
Oh, you talk about total control. Give them control over your health, guys, and they've got control over everything. You don't even need to have a health problem.
Well, I just talked yesterday to Dr. William Ray, who is the leading light in the whole environmental medicine. He's a thoracic surgeon that set up the first environmental clinic, full top-level clinic in the world in residency program in Dallas. And the State Board of Examiners in Texas decided to come after him for no apparent good reason other than the insurance carriers didn't want to pay the bills for people he'd already treated and gotten better. Several of the five that were in the list were those he'd actually saved their lives from the severity of their environmental illness. But the thing is, at the same time that they are attacking this whole issue. The 9/11 Twin Towers was a sick building and was known for decades to be a sick building before they decided to demolish it. I had on my radio show, the NutraMedical Report on Genesis Network, the Tom Scott Gordon, who in 1988 was hired as a contract photographer to photograph for demolition the World Trade Center complex. So they've been planning this for a long time. So when you have people like the Bilderbergers meeting, the Council on Foreign Relations, these others, these devils, they plan things out and they don't mind creating a body count because they don't even consider us the same species as they are.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're not. We're not psychopaths. We're not mass murdering, lying, thievish pigs. So I guess I'd have to agree with that assessment.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, this is serious stuff, guys. I mean, some people say, oh, I'm sick of hearing that. That's all you ever talk about it. We have to keep talking about it because nothing's getting done about it.
Well, the reason is because people want to attack the messengers. The amount of ad hominem attacks and threats and death threats that have happened to people like myself and Alex and anyone else who's actually stepped out there and actually dealt with real issues. For example, my affidavits went in last March to Jesse Trentadue, who's the attorney who filed against the FBI and the U.S. prison system and got a $1.2 million settlement against them that they have sworn they will not pay, and that includes the FBI, because the FBI and Larry Pratt ran Oklahoma City, ran the bombing, worked with the Iranian Special Forces agents and the ATF. That's why the ATF were not in the Murrah building when the bombing went off. I was the exit examining doctor for the forensics team that came back to Fort Carson, and our hospital, St. Francis Colorado Center for Occupational Medicine, was the hospital contracted, and my boss, Major Swinder, was gone, so I was the exit examining doctor. And he told me that they removed two unexploded micronukes, thermite, high explosives, RDX. And I have tons of corroborating evidence afterwards. Firstly, because they court-martialed him and they fired me and gave me death threats. And I told them, you're going to cut me a check and give me a letter of reference. And I got it the next day without going into more details, which showed to them that I was serious, that if they killed me, that I would release a ton of classified material on their head about all kinds of other projects we were involved with, including U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, and lots of other things. Wow. The people have no idea that we don't have an intelligence leak. We have an intelligence pipeline to our so-called enemies, Russia and China and other nations. And it's perfectly set up for the sake not of the American people or the American government, but for the international cabal of corporations that run everything for their benefit.
So when you hear about Putin and other world leaders telling Bush, watch it, don't go into Iran, there's going to be trouble, it's just all a bunch of smokescreen distractions, isn't it?
Well, it's not just a smokescreen. If there is an incoming nuclear weapon, you can be certain that the targeting system was transferred to Russia, just like the space programs. If you see the Chinese in 2 or 3 years' time,
right,
landing,
well,
on
by
the moon,
smokes,
they'll,
by smoke
they'll
screen,
have identical equipment. Yeah. They
by that, I mean, they're not genuine. Weapons. Right, but I mean, they're not genuine enemies.
Well, there are enemies, like, but they're manufactured enemies, just like the Second World War when we had Mr. Alfred Krupp supplying armaments to the British, and we could not bomb certain plants by the British Air Force, the American Air Force, and Canadian during the Second World War because they were actually part of the globalist cabal, like the Krupp season plants that were actually making munitions for the British to shoot back and kill Germans.
So, I mean, this is all planned, guys, all behind the scenes. Putin is told to oppose Bush. He's told to criticize him. You know, even Pravda comes out. And
his real name is Putiput.
Yeah.
His real name is Putiput. It is not Putin.
Literally, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we see Pravda criticizing Bush, and we think, oh, wow, wasn't that ironic? That was the propaganda arm of the Soviet Union, and now it's telling more truth than our papers. But it's still propaganda. It's designed to confuse us and make it look like Russia's the good guy and we're the bad guy. It's just to get you all confused so you don't know which way is up or down. They're all working for the same crime bosses. This stuff is planned in a boardroom. But, you know, coming back to what you're saying, you know, should Hitler get in office there next year, and it's beginning to look that's how they're going to rig it, I think this is when they're probably going to be implementing the New Freedom Initiative. We haven't heard any more about it. They passed it in April of what, 2005, I think it was?
Well, the initiative right now is obviously to... Ah, I can hear some music.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we got a break.
Hold that thought. We'll pick it up when we get back from the break. Stick with us.
Sounds good.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Dr. Bill Deagle. And just before the break, we were talking about the New Freedom Initiative. And, you know, I was wondering what became of that. It actually got approved in a few states out in the Midwest, but then I never heard anything more about it. Apparently, they got so much opposition. What, are they just putting it on the back burner for now? Or?
Well, the thing right now we're facing is internal passports April 14th next year, part of Homeland Security at all airports. May 11th next year, the chipping for the driver's national ID, the 19 states have actually voted by the state legislators that they're not going to support. It's an unfunded mandate, so in many states, such as West Virginia, where I've talked to Pastor Butch Paugh, who's actually running for governor, they have stated that they're not going to support this, especially because they're even going to lose jobs. Where there have states with not a lot of money, this is an unfunded mandate that the federal government wants to track, and it's not going to improve security because they're certainly not doing anything about the illegals that are in the country right now. Some of them should be here working, but under strict conditions and monitoring and making sure they're medically are fine, that they could be here. They're not carrying infectious or dangerous disease, and they're not criminals. But there's no proper checking going on to make certain that we don't have criminals in the country or people that are carrying serious disease. So, to me, it's all a sham. There's no intention to do anything other than to crash the economy so they can amalgamate U.S. and Canada, which could make some sense, but they want to bring in Mexico because their idea is to trash the American middle class, take away the wealth, which is why their dollar is dropping so they can buy up all the resources with foreign currencies with these transnational corporations, and then collapse it into a regional currency that will be a hammer for their New World Order, a broodmare for the delivery of a global police force with the U.S. Navy as part of the Treaty of the Seas, which they're trying to push America to sign very shortly, which will mean if the Senate signs it, that the United States Navy will no longer serve the U.S. people, but will be serving the United Nations to enforce international law based on the Treaty of the Seas, where America becomes a minor partner in a global cabal run by the stakeholders and the corporations.
And, you know, there was a time where people would say, oh, we don't have to worry about that. Congress isn't going to sign something crazy like that. Congress has been signing everything that this scoundrelous administration has asked for, whether a Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. Across the board, they've given them everything. I mean, they just, you know, the House just voted 1955 there, that scandalously outrageous constitution-trampling piece of legislation that's far worse than anything else that's been passed since 9/11. So,
yeah,
you know,
and the thing is, whether you're living in Canada, Mexico, South Africa, or Australia, what happens in America is going to affect the whole world, because a rogue America with a refurbished economy, and believe me, don't worry about the red ink on the table, because this is all imaginary dollars, just like I was talking to someone earlier this morning about the Leo Wanta money, and there's pretty good evidence that money was absconded, trillions of dollars. Whether it'll actually show up again is a whole different story, but the issue is that they'll print as much money as they want, and they'll enforce it. And with the size of the U.S. military, which is larger than the next 22 nations put together, there's nothing to stop America now being transferred through the Treaty of the Seas and these other agreements to become an international enforcement arm of the globalist New World Order. They'll simply transition, and people won't even know that America only is a shell and part of the shell game that has been set up to pretend that there really is an America, when in fact they've got now a national police force, which is what they've done with nationalizing the police forces of cities like Detroit some years ago, New Orleans and others, and they're training U.S., Canadian, and Mexican forces so they can bring in any foreign troops on, and with fully automatic weapons tell you to get in the truck, bring you to civil detention, take you away, take away rights, especially if they have shoving these new laws. The latest one I saw with I couldn't believe this. They have new laws now. They're going to protect gays in the workplace. I mean, you know, the hate crime bills are coming very, very quickly, and when they pass these, it won't be to protect gays. It'll be to use this as a leverage point. It'll be to use this as a way of grabbing anybody selectively they want to and silencing you or frightening you to being silenced so you won't talk and use your First Amendment rights to complain about the fact that they're stealing from us right now by collapsing the dollar. And they're ready to force us into a world war so they can take away our young people. And they wanted to force vaccinate us by giving us mandatory national health plans and controlling our doctors to say if they don't agree to an electronic medical record, they can't be paid. And they'll be monitored every single thing they do. So they have to follow the toxic eugenic plan of big pharma, big drugs, and big vaccines that are all deadly.
Yeah, it's really Nazi Germany all over again, only worse, much worse.
Much worse. This is more toxic, more nasty than Russia at its worst, Nazi Germany, or even China. The new paradigm will be the 2020 version of the United States of America, no longer as a U.S. country, but as a region of a regional control matrix of a feudal system, a global technocracy into three regional areas of a world identification and tracking system, that will be prepared at some point in the future to then call the population by 80 to 90%, and that's coming.
Bill, this sounds to me like violent radicalization. I think the entire Bush administration needs to be arrested under the. I think we should pass that bill and start with the thugs in Washington that are themselves the violent radicalists.
Well, yeah. In fact, what we have right now is. They have stated in the latest bill, 899B, subsection 3, that internet broadcasting and these private stations of broadcast are actually homes for terrorism. And in fact, questions, we are considered, quote, terrorists. Me as a physician is taking care of veterans.
We're spreading propaganda.
Exactly.
Well, the real propagandists, please stand up. Stick with us, folks. Short break. Be right back.
I know the safe beneath it
through. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined by Dr. Bill Deagle.
Yeah, just to give some information, I have my show is every day from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time. It's on Genesis Network, and the program you can listen to free on my website. Also, the archives are free on my website. I divide them into my NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, which I cover medical, toxicological, vaccines, health history, you know, everything from depleted uranium exposure to our troops. On the medical side, that's NutriMedical. I cover also the latest technology for anti-aging, wellness and solutions, and many of them, in fact, you can't find anywhere else because I custom design them or have special contacts or access as a physician, so they're on the website, and you can find there's lots of specials. That's Nutra, N-U-T-R-I, with an I, medical.com. Also, I put the spiritual, geopolitical, and whistleblower information and classified documents, and I do put them up on my website. That's Clay and Iron, C-L-A-Y-A-N-D. I-R-O-N, just like the book of Daniel. That's C-L-A-Y-A-N-D-I-R-O-N.com. They can sign up on either website for the free e-newsletters. They'll be sending out another one this weekend. And the archives are all free. You can listen to the Listen Live button free on my websites anytime. So I made sure that nobody would have to pay any costs. I put it all in myself with my own resources to make certain that people will have free access and they can copy it. I say just copy it right. Because we are literally being waterboarded as a civilization. I closed up my practice 3 years ago. We're dealing with a healthcare system, a geopolitical system, a technological systems, every way, everything has reached the total height of corruption, and they are marching us toward World War III, geopolitical, biological, infectious in every way, hitting us toward a financial, etc., Armageddon, a bringing together of the troops. And it's really, if we don't stand up now and get the numbers, through whatever sources, we are finished as a civilization and finished as mankind on this planet. We are dealing with literally the end of this age.
Yeah, guys, yeah, I wish we could say that, yeah, we're exaggerating. This is a hyperbole. You know, we think it might get bad. We're not sure. No, this is exactly what we're headed for. These people are absolute monstrosities from the pits of hell. They have no conscience, no semblance of a conscience, no semblance of scruples or decency, nothing. They're absolute parasitic, monstrously evil criminals. And, yeah, everything we're saying, unfortunately, is true, and it can easily be proven. All you got to do is look at your own documents.
Yeah, and the thing is that you don't need to – we are not what we call negative people. A real optimist is someone who faces reality squarely and has a plan to survive and thrive, and that might only maybe the only thing left for you to do is to pray. I mean, I tell people you need to get your food supplies in. You need to get your Second Amendment rights. You need to get yourself thinking about being mobile out of big cities. You need to start thinking about getting involved with politics by supporting President Ron Paul. You need to do all these things, but ultimately – you've got to rely on God, not just even on your fellow citizens. You've got to get the numbers out. You've got to start doing a lot of serious prayer. And if people aren't convinced this is real, I tell people use the two witnesses, their intellect, sharpen it, and start critically thinking by checking out these facts. Don't believe me or you or anyone else. But once you check out the facts, for God's sake, get out of the way of the train that's on the tracks. We're going to be facing, as Ari right now, as I mentioned when I talked to Alex Jones yesterday on the show and Alan Watt, it's like when I worked in the trauma unit and you had somebody with a gunshot wound. We're not debating whether or not they are going to do well or not. They've been shot and they're bleeding to death, and that's what's happening to the economy. We have 150-plus ships in a three battlefield group division sitting in the Gulf ready to start World War III. We have the American dollar now, seven more nations saying they're not going to take it. We have our globalist meeting in Quebec just a few months ago planning on amalgamating the United States and Canada. It's not for free trade. If they want free trade, I could fly down to Mexico and get a pallet load of something and bring it back on a truck. What they want is total control. So we're not dealing with anything that's good. It's all evil. We have spreading pandemics as we speak of methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, resistant tuberculosis, flesh-eating bacteria, Acinetobacter baumannii that comes back with our troops. Our troops infected with vaccines that have organisms like Mycoplasma fermentans incognita that's also been injected into prisoners in the U.S. prison system. We have proof the AIDS virus is weaponized, and the avian flu, which is coming. And it's been analyzed that this virus is 30 times more lethal in the case fatality rate than the 1918 flu that took my grandmother's brother and sister. So the estimates just from that one organism is 2 billion dead. So if people don't realize that we're already deep into it, this is not a theory. It's not a theory about the national driver's ID. It's not a theory about the mark of the beast coming. It's not a theory about these things. And worship, and I want to clarify this, worship is your blood. If you spend your days working at, say, teaching tennis, then that's your worship. If you spend your days talking on radio shows to get people to wake up, that's your worship. If your worship is following what you should be doing because God wants you to do it, then you're doing the right thing. And if you're doing what's in your own mind as to what you think is right without prayer, you're doing evil, even if it looks good. And that's the big problem. All these people, when they meet in the Bilderbergers, they think they're doing good for the earth by getting rid of 80% of us and dumbing us down and poisoning our brains and calcifying our nuclei and destroying our little girls' ability to reproduce. They think this is a good thing. That's how bad it is.
Again, it's not new. This has been going on for quite some time now. It's only that it's whipping into high gear and becoming very obvious now. It's not below the surface and you got to dig for it. It's right on the top. It's right in your face. You just got to open your eyes and it's right there, folks.
Right. A lot of people, though, are taking a lot of effort. What they should realize is that there is nothing to be gained by being ignorant any longer. Right now, your value of your house, or if you're looking at stocks and so on, it's artificially being elevated. The stock market is actually below 6,500. It's not where they say it is. The same with the value of your home. It's dropping. Your U.S. dollars are dissolving in your pocket. And what's happening is that the world economy in Canada, the Ontario which is the seventh largest economy in the world, is just the city of Toronto, believe it or not. The city of Toronto and the surrounding areas is the seventh largest economy, and it's because a lot of business moved out of the States over the last 20 years during these pre-globalist moves, as they were moving toward the plans for North American Union with the nationalized health care, with the tax breaks, etc. And now they're finally at the point now with the Canadian dollar up as high as $1.17, the industry in Canada will be stripped down as well, because it's part of stripping America and Canada to the bone. So all you have is you wipe out the middle class and you have a slave class in a second world nation, a fit only to actually enforce as a military core of a new United Nations Treaty of the Seas and the Treaty of the Skies, which is going to basically have a world government, which they're going to set up as a proxy after they bring us through a number of cataclysms.
Yeah. And again, guys, you just got to look at their own documents. You know, coming back to New Freedom Initiative, for those that don't know, this is a bill Bush passed a couple of years ago. He actually put together a commission on behalf of his major backers in Eli Lilly. They had pushed for this. So to reward them for funding his phony campaigns, not that he needed it because they rigged the election anyway, but nevertheless, as a reward, he appointed a commission back in the summer of 2002 to put this program together. They submitted it to him a couple years later, and then he got it passed April of 2005. And it calls for mandatory psychological testing of all school-age kids in public schools, and those found to have psychological disorders. And, of course, Eli Lilly sets the criteria for what determines whether or not your kid has a psychological disorder. And it's to their advantage to loosely define that as much as possible to get the maximized number of kids on it to maximize their profits, of course. And the government loves it because the more kids are on it, the more they're dumbed down and easily suckered into becoming cannon fodder for their future phony wars. I mean, this is scary stuff. They can put your kids mandatorily on dope once they're found to have and these tests are mandatory psychological tests. Once they're found to have some disorder, define that any way they want, then your kids are mandatorily put on medications made by Eli Lilly and their subsidiaries, and you have no say in it. In fact, if you try to stop it, you'll have your kids taken away from you because you'll be deemed unfit parents, denying your children the proper help that they need.
Well, this is part of the whole process. The American Pediatric Psychiatric Association came out this summer stating that 20% of all American children should be on more than one drug to control their behavior. The latest this year, they started with the Child Protection Services in northeastern United States and DPS, which is Department of Public Services in Britain, to vaccinate away behavior, including addiction to cigarettes, cocaine, alcohol. And, of course, now they're setting up so that when children are born to parents that have been on these controlled drugs or been in control of the legal system, they literally start seeing their parole officer at age 2 before they've committed a crime, because they have pre-crime, because they're, quote, in the words of CPS officials in Texas and elsewhere, they're genetically inferior, so therefore they're guilty of pre-crime and will be monitored as an underclass of society, which they're already building.
And, again, no exaggeration. We've got the writings of Bertrand Russell and Aldous Huxley, who decades ago talked about this, how society would be divided into two basic classes, the elites, small group ruling the world, and the low-life minions, the masses that will, you know, keep the gears turning of their machine. And they said, you know, through genetic manipulations that, you know, literally there would be two separate races, one superior, infinitely superior, and the other infinitely inferior. That's what they're, attempting to do right now.
Right now, for example, we have nutraceuticals and things that can square the life curve up to 120 right today. I have on my website. I also have colleagues like Dr. David Steinblock, who will be on the program on the 16th. And we can use ethical stem cells from your own bone marrow or from healthy newborn cord blood, or we can even multiply them in a lab and give them back to you. They can actually go in and regenerate organ function, whether you've had a traumatic stroke or brain injury. A lot of these technologies, they don't want them to become cheap like calculators. They don't want people to be able to get nutraceuticals, which is why the Codex Alimentarius wants to weaponize your food, take away nutraceuticals. The trilateral commission that's set up between the Health Department in Canada, the FDA in the U.S., and the Mexican Health Department are to try to get rid of and overcome the Dietary Supplements Health Act. they don't want a healthy middle class with disposable income and increasing ability to function at the best they can be. They don't want to cure disease for people with various problems like Down syndrome or predispositions to diabetes and cancer by correcting genetic defects. They want to get rid of the middle class, get rid of most of the population, and as a sect, not all of them, but a sect of the transhumanists, they want to merge with technology and be cybernetically and genetically enhanced to become gods. That's the real plan, and they really are crazy. And they want to introduce it, and they want to bring it about now, not at the time of Adolf Hitler or at the time of Galton or H.G. Wells, but today they're ready to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. They really are, folks. You have any doubt at all about what we're saying, you got to look into this stuff. It is documented. You know, go to Dr. Deagle's website. It's all over the internet. Authoritative sources. Again, you can go to government sources. Look, we're dealing with people. I like to refer back to this because this is easily confirmed. You can Google this. The CDC, the NIH, and the FDA, the three major government so-called health regulatory agencies, met with officials from major pharmaceutical companies back in June of 2000, and the main topic on the agenda, they met privately at a resort in Georgia. That's interesting because that's how the Federal Reserve came about, a resort, private resort in Georgia. And the topic, main topic on the agenda was what to do about all these lawsuits that were being filed against pharmaceutical companies because kids were turning up left and right with autism related to thimerosal, which is a preservative in the shots that they give kids that's heavily laden with mercury. And what did the government say? Oh, you got to stop using this. This is causing autism and all kinds of brain damage. Nope. The government was trying to come up with a way to protect their profits so they wouldn't have to stop using thimerosal. See, the government loves it because it wants these companies to make big profits, first of all.
It goes beyond profit. They actually want to kill.
But right, right, and that's the other one. Exactly.
Bush actually put out a statement that when they were going to remove the mercury from the flu vaccine, he actually wrote it that he's not going to allow this bill to permit the removal of mercury from all vaccines. This has just occurred this summer. So Bush actually vetoed the bill to actually remove it. And here's the situation. They have removed mercury from some of the multidose, right? But they've put in equally or even worse toxins, including many other chemicals, DNA that's from fetal retinal cells, larval bug DNA, other types of what's called adjuvants and toxins and chemicals, formaldehyde, aluminum, and other molecules that activate a thing called the peroxynitrate pathways that upregulate and cause literally your brain to be on fire for up to 2 years, in the words of Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's been on my program. He's a neurosurgeon and an environmental and a biochemist who's been talking around the world about this. Dr. Russell Blaylock has got The Taste That Kills and many other books talking about nutrition and behavior in children. It's not surprising we're seeing autism. You give them the third round of vaccines and you end up with serious problems. Look at Gardasil. Their plan is to steal, kill, and destroy. And that sure sounds like Satan to me. These people are devils. And we have a devil in the White House who parades himself as a so-called Christian. If anybody believes that George Bush is a Christian, you're nuts. And I would love to have you call in today and dare to challenge me that you think Mr. Bush is anything but a Satanist.
Yeah, I'd love that too. 800-313-9443. You want to call in and contest that? They never do.
No. I don't deal on my show. I very rarely have someone stupid enough to challenge me on a point where I'll stick my heels in. I don't know everything about everything, but when I put my heels in on a topic and I'm well-researched or I've gone through living hell through the experiences that I've been through, it's going to get ugly because I've done my homework. I've worked out in terms intellectually to know that this is the truth, and I'll stand by it because I'm trying to rescue people from disaster. We're at a point now where if civilization doesn't listen, it's like a person who won't take their proper treatment or they're going to die. That's how bad it is. Our civilization is literally in the ICU with the paddles greased, and we're ready to call a full code blue. That's how bad it is.
I look back at the Vietnam War era. You had things like Kent State. That wasn't the only one. That was the most well-known one. You know, people didn't put up with the shenanigans. They knew they were being scammed. They took to the streets. They didn't put up with it. Today, they're begging for more.
Well, the reason is they're fluoridated, they're toxified, They're being exposed to electromagnetic pollution from things like cell phones, which scramble their brains. It produces the same micronuclei as radiation. They're dumbed down. The educational system has tried to beat them down. They're toxified and distracted with television and big movies and video games. And so they don't see the need. They think that if they're quiet enough or if they pretend reality is a certain way, they're going to survive. And there's nothing could be further from the truth. The lion is outside licking his chops and your dinner, and you think that if you don't believe that your dinner, you're going to be okay. And that is totally insane behavior.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
It really is. We'll be talking some more about that, folks, when we get back. Stick with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We actually got a caller. Actually got a couple callers.
Hey, good. That's good.
Maybe we got one of those Bush supporters calling in. You never know. The first one we'll go to is Pat in Texas. Are you there, Pat?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I want to know why every time I endorse a candidate, you guys give me a hard time. I mean, you guys would have probably said the same thing if I endorsed Condoleezza Rice. And you guys probably don't even believe that I leg pressed 2,000 pounds.
Well, I've never talked to you before myself. What candidate are you endorsing?
Well, Rudy Giuliani, of course.
I
don't think you understand. This is Pat Robertson.
And so when
I endorse Giuliani or George Bush or whoever I choose, you're not to be out here questioning me. You just go along with whatever I say.
Well, that there's no way that you could be Pat Robertson, because I am Pat Robertson. You don't even sound like me.
Well, then I'm just going to have to say you're going to have to join my Pat group, because this group that I, my endorsements, these guys that I pick to run this country for you and do everything for you and think for you and run your life for you, you're just going to have to understand.
Are you still after Chavez for messing around with your investments down there?
Oh, God. Hey, that guy's gotten in more trouble with my banking procedures than I don't know what, a peck of hornets, you know. This guy's in here, and I'm out here trying to make a little money for the church, of course. And this guy's in here with his oil and mucking up my game, you know.
What a mess. Hey, did you have any questions or comments for...
I just wanted to say I really like that Dr. Deagle, though, on a serious note. He's a fantastic guy, an excellent researcher, and I really love to hear him, and I enjoy your show immensely. But, these goofs like Robertson, we really need to start challenging, and we need to expose them every chance we get. And, of course, none of these conservative pastor and religious evangelists are coming out for the one guy that they should, and we all know that's Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. No. The only guy that even can come close to George Washington and never having told a lie. So we'll just have to keep up our good work and make sure that Ron Paul is the man in that White House when November of 2008 comes. And thank you very much.
I think our president in 2008, I can tell you, not just for Americans literally living in America or overseas, but nations around the world, if we don't have President Ron Paul in the White House, I'm not going to say God help us, because he won't.
That's right, and we just
at that point, it's over.
We got to keep up the good work, the hard work, and we just got to change history. This is our chance, and let's make it happen. And thank you, fellas, very much. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. Call again anytime. We got two more callers waiting here. Let's see if we can squeeze another one in before the next break. We've got Alphonse, a buddy of mine from Pal Talk, calling in from Ohio. Welcome, Alphonse.
Hello, Charlie. How are you today? And hello, Dr. Bill Daigle.
Hey, how are you?
Question I have for you pales in comparison to what you've been talking about, but I've been interested in the reason why there were 50 times background level of tritium found in the basement of Building 6, which is
indicative. Well, I'll give you the answer for that, and I'll give you the latest updates, which are you're going to hear some cutting-edge news here that I haven't even released on my show because I talked yesterday. Here's the story. First off, I presented back last June... 23rd and 24th.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Deagle, we got to skip to a break. Why don't you hold that and stick
let's hold on the line, too, so we'll give you the answer.
Yeah, stay with us, Alphonse.
Okay.
Be right back.
With recent internet.